Scoop. These are the top five stories in Brisbane today, March 28. Let's take a look at the scoop.
Well, the Queensland Health has ruled out appealing a landmark Supreme Court ruling on mandatory COVID vaccines, leaving it open to thousands of potential compensation claims. They're for the people that lost their jobs during the COVID compulsory vaccines. Uh-huh. But there's a lot of different industries. You've got those in the emergency response. You've got the police. You've got nurses. You've got teachers. So it will be interesting to see how much they are going to compensate once they go to the courts for them.
Coles have confirmed they're not going cashless after leaked memos prepared staff for card-only transactions. Coles has prepared staff for a scenario where they have to convert registers to card-only sales this Easter amid industry-wide challenges with cash movements, but says the potential change will only be temporary and will not even be noticed by shoppers.
So they are or they aren't doing it?
They're not.
They're not,
but they're prepared to if they need to.
But look over here.
Right. Hey, you would have seen it yesterday. Mm. Splendour in the Grass is the latest festival to call it quits for 2024. I believe Groove in the Moo was the other one that pulled the pin as well. And it sparked concern for the future of the live music industry yesterday in its statement on Instagram. The festival said it will be taking the year off after they had already announced Kylie Minogue was going to be the headliner.
We can't seem to find the actual reason why, though.
No, I've got more coming up in the A-list, but there's a lot of different theories on it. There was an increase in insurance as well, but then someone has said it might to do with personal reasons, to do with the two co-CEOs.
Well, here's what they've said in their statement, because there's two of them that do it together, of Secret Sounds, who organised Splendour. They simply just said in there that they were heartbroken to share the news, and they added to hope to be back in the future.
Ooh,
now, that's not even next year, just at some point. So anyone who has already got a ticket will automatically be refunded by Mosh Tits.
You think Kylie's like,
relieved that it was cancelled?
No, would she be like, because I know like when comedians, when they cancel a gig that you've been booked for, you're like, well, I saved those gigs, so I saved those dates. So
a lot of it does have insurance for it, and then sometimes insurance can be able to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
A Gold Coast couple say they won't give up their fight to reunite with best friends Molly the Magpie. If you don't know about it, they're down on the Gold Coast. Mm. Molly the Magpie was really sick, fell out of the nest when it was quite young, and this couple nursed it back to health. Unfortunately, they didn't have a wildlife permit, and you are supposed to raise wildlife as if it's still going to be released back into the wild.
Mm, not tame it.
Not tame it. And because it was tamed and it's become super viral, it's gone all over the world. They've got over 1 million followers for it, and its best friend Peggy, which is a dog, and it is so cute because they actually hug each other, and they genuinely do like it each other. People are really concerned about the magpie and saying, is it going to fret without its best friend?
Yeah.
This is them talking about it, not the magpie, the owner.
I know they take their responsibilities under the law very seriously, but I think in these circumstances there's room for some flexibility. I hope that my support for that campaign and get Molly back home.
Sorry, that's the Premier. The Premier does not own the magpie,
well,
I should say.
We can ask him after 7:30 when he comes in, eh?
But they say, look, if they can push through this wildlife permit, then they can probably have Molly back and continue to make money because they're pretty big on socials.
Like, who are they going to be voiced by in the movie?
I know. Yeah. Who would you say?
Oh, this day and age, the dog will be voiced by Shane Jacobson.
Great.
And the magpie will be voiced by
Bob Irwin.
No, it's a girl.
It's a girl.
Oh no, sorry. Yeah. It's actually not a girl. I should state. So they thought it was a girl and they named it Molly.
Oh.
And now
it's
always been a male. They just didn't know.
Right.
So, okay. I mean, I haven't followed them from the beginning, but it's been many years.
How do you tell though?
Same way you tell anywhere else.
Well, they weren't a wildlife expert, were they? And they wanted to give its privacy.
To the side, have a little gander.
Must be a little
magpie, really. Can you see mini bulls?
That's what I'm asking.
I think you actually can, but yeah. What?
Mini balls. It just sounds funny.
Oh, sorry. Can you see it's big balls.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Southeast Queensland dam levels are higher than they've been in more than a year after the heavy falls we've had this week. But the Bureau of Meteorology forecasts the wet weather to ease in the catchment leading into the Easter long weekend with patchy showers predicted. So it's clearing up for the weekend. A few showers around. Shouldn't be as bad as it has been over the last wee while. I've got some washing to do.
There we go. That's the top five stories today in Brisbane.